Amiga, what if I told you that you have a secret sauce? Yes, girl, there is something about you that is captivating that makes people want to come back for more. There is a whole vibe about you. Now, what am I talking about? I'm obviously not talking about food, although I really, really love food, but I want to share this with you really quickly. There is this movie where they sell hamburgers and there is a restaurant that opens across the street that is a little bit more fancy. It serves bigger burgers, but the one restaurant that's not as fancy has this sauce that is so delicious and amazing and irresistible that the people want to come back there because there is a secret sauce and no one can figure out what it is. And I want you to know that you have a secret sauce, okay? There's something about you that is captivating. Maybe it is the way that you give advice to people or make space for others. Maybe it is the way that you just bring this light and this positivity to the room. I mean, there's a vibe about you, truthfully. And I want you to know that it is okay to magnify that. Okay? A lot of us have been conditioned to believe that we should not celebrate the things about us. So we focus on all of the negative and all of the things that we don't like instead of magnifying the good things. So listen, today's episode is a treat for you. It is a bonus episode. As you know, I was hosting the Speak Your Truth workshop. It was a 3-day workshop for the mujer who felt that she had a fire inside to want to share a deeper message that inspired others. This was for the mujer who felt like, man, I need to unleash this bigger message. And so I talked about your soul message and I talked about connecting with your ideal audience. And what was great about this workshop is that it was universal. It was for the mujer who maybe aspired to have a podcast or write a book, or maybe she just wanted to share her story on social media. Maybe it was for the mujer who maybe wanted to have a ministry, right? Whatever it was a universal workshop for the mujer who at heart was a storyteller and wanted to captivate others with her captivating tales. And so this episode is for you if you have been feeling like, man, I want to start a podcast. I want to share a message. I want to write a book. I have something to say, but I don't know how to say it. I want you to know that there's something unique and special about you. And as I dive into this episode, just really think about that. Because maybe there's people that you're already helping to some capacity, but you're not even sure why they're coming to you. So, amiga, enjoy this episode. And just so you know, I did offer the attendees a 50% off scholarship towards coaching. Okay, because you're listening to today's episode and it is part of the workshop, that is open to you as well. So if you have been wanting to share your message, maybe you have some mindset blocks and you're feeling a little bit defeated, like I can't do the thing that I feel on my heart to do, I want to talk to you. Send me a DM on Instagram at the Fearless Mujer Podcast. I'd love to connect with you, get on a call with you, and see if we are a good fit. All right, amiga, God bless you. Enjoy this episode.
Hey, amiga, welcome to the Fearless Mujer Podcast. I'm Micaela, a mother, published author, speaker, storyteller at heart, and a Chicana who loves Jesus and her cafecito. I'm a mujer who believes that every heart is worth healing. It's why I pour into the mission of helping mujeres create strategies to life's hurdles and setbacks, because I believe that every setback is just a stepping stone to something greater. Trust me, I've lived it. And I also believe that every mujer has a story worth telling. It's why I teach and coach women to build and share their story through podcasting. So what is the Fearless Mujer? It's a space created for the girl who has ever felt rejected, alone, misunderstood, judged, and without a seat at the table. It's a space for the girl who is ready to renew her mindset, let go of old versions that no longer serve her, and who's ready to step out of fear, stop caring what people think, and for the girl who's ready to fearlessly pursue the dreams God has put on her heart. So, girl, I invite you to join me for real and raw conversations with mujeres who are no longer holding back. Grab your cafecito, hermosa, and let's do this.
All right. So yesterday we talked about the hidden themes within your bigger message. We also talked about your soul message. That's the deeper message on your heart, the one you feel called to share. I talked about two movies, The Woman King and Redeeming Love. Both movies portray women who went back for the women and the girls who were held as slaves, and they needed someone to rise up for them. That's such a deeper level of advocating and helping others. That's a soul message. The one that screams, I'm going back for you. The one that reminds others there's more, that they can create a better life, that there's hope and light at the end of the tunnel. These are the messages that not only connect with an ideal audience, like we talked about on day two of this workshop, but these are also the messages that captivate and impact others. Some of these soul messages are even testimonies or God stories, God messages of lives transformed. In my book, Dear Fearless Mujer, You Were Created for More, I share that even your pain can become a beautiful message. And I share that your painful story could be another mujer's beautiful treasure. So just like think about that. Like we've all heard the saying, how does it go? One man's junk is another man's treasure, right? And I don't like that saying, but I guess it kind of makes sense. Well, the story that we try to hide, the story that we think is ugly, the story that we think is painful, the story that we think no one wants to hear this can literally be a treasure to somebody else. And I learned that through my book because I talked about sexual abuse. And it's not something that's pretty, right? It's not a pretty thing, but it allowed other women to be like, I could talk about this. Women who were holding a story for many, many years. So your story, right? Whatever that message is, what it may not be really deep like that, right? Like what I shared, but it can be a treasure for another woman. It's like when you go to Barnes and Noble, right? That's one of my favorite places. It's where I find inspiration and just unwind. I love just kind of being around books. It's kind of like when you're browsing for a book, right? I'm like, I shared this yesterday. I'm super picky when it comes to books because I feel like, okay, what's in it for me? This book is $24.99. I could go to Starbucks. Do I really want this book? Is it worth it? I'm going to invest my time into this book. And so there's something about it that I have to connect with it. Like, so literally my thought is, how is this book going to help me? Right. And so we have to think that there are people that are waiting and they're searching. And when they hear what you are saying, and this could be for anything, because yesterday we were talking about products, right, and services. So this can be for anything, but you can be the person that they're like, I have been waiting for someone to say this. I have been waiting to hear this from someone. So I want you to just kind of think about yourself personally as I kind of share this. So let's kind of think of an example. Maybe you've overcome domestic violence, right? If you overcame something like that, that means that you have the courage to rise above. Right. And your story can be the key to freeing another woman. And I always say women because that's my audience. It's the key to letting them know that they can overcome, that it's possible. So whatever message you have on your heart to share, know that no message is stupid. OK, here's another thing. If others are sharing a similar message to yours, know that no one's going to share your message the way that you will. Even if it's a similar message, they're not going to say it the way you will. Think about it, okay? When you're sharing advice, you're delivering a message. When you're at work, you're delivering a message, right? That's your company message, okay? So we're on the daily delivering a message. Every day we are delivering a message. Whether it's to our children, to our partners, we're delivering a message. So I want you guys to think about that, like, because maybe you're like, well, I'm not like trying to write a book or have a podcast or whatever, but you're always delivering a message. Yesterday during day two, I shared with you that my clients often share with me a deeper desire to empower other women, but they feel like they're all over the place. So I asked them, what do you really want to say to them? If there was one thing you would talk about, what would it be? If you all are like, anything's coming to mind, you can drop it in the chat. I also asked them to give me three topics, and here's what we come to find together. There are hidden themes within the message, okay? So when I ask my clients, what are the three topics, right? What and it comes to mind really quick. It's kind of like brain dumping in a way, if you've ever done that. This is why they feel all over the place. And I say, no, hold on. I kind of show them how this all connects together because there's hidden themes, right? We talked about the sub themes. There's hidden themes in that bigger message. Once you put them together, it becomes your bigger message. Okay, if you miss out on that, go watch the replay for yesterday so it can make a little more sense. So we also did the activity, right, describing if you were in a room with other women and you were there to teach them something or talk to them about something, what would that be? I prompted some questions. If you all want to share in the community or here, that's fine. So what were these questions? Why would these specific women gather together to come listen to what you are going to share with them or teach them? And what would they be talking about? What would they have in common? So questions like this help you dig deeper to gain clarity around your soul message. But these types of questions also help you to discover what your secret sauce is, the thing you're really amazing at. So how do you find out what your secret sauce is? One way is to think about a common reason, just like I was talking with Francis about, a common reason why people may come to you for advice or maybe to ask for support. Nothing is too small when it comes to your secret sauce. My secret sauce is having the ability to make space for women in a way that allows them to feel safe, when feeling safe has never been a possibility, right? Not all of us felt safe growing up. A lot of us have gone through trauma and things that are real difficult. And so when you find a safe space to let all of that go, it is very freeing and empowering. So I embraced, right? Like, okay, well, this is one of my gifts. I can't explain it. It's just one of my gifts. Also, another thing that comes with that is that I make it okay for women to begin healing, right? Like, I make it okay. Like, it's okay. And that's why I advocate, if you follow me on social media, I advocate for making space for you. And maybe some people are like, what does that even mean? Literally what I'm saying, right? Like, people say take up space. No, I'm saying make space for you. Why? Because in a world where we wear many different hats, we are constantly busy, right? We are mothers and tias and maybe wives, girlfriends, whatever the case is, right? We're employees, we're business owners. We wear a lot of different hats. We are constantly pouring and serving and pouring into others. And I think just being Latina, we just have the ability to juggle very, very well. We're very resilient. And, you know, that's one of our gifts, I think. And so all that to say, we can get lost in the midst of everything. So we literally have to make space for ourselves. And one of the things that I teach women is, tell me your day, tell me your lifestyle, right? What is it that you're doing on a daily? And sometimes women are so busy that they barely have time to eat, right? Or the only time they have is they're on their commute to work or back home. And I'm like, can you stop at Target for like 10 minutes? Can you just, where is your place where you feel the simplicity of life? Where you can come to a place where you center who you are, right? It's being intentional. So that's something that I advocate for because it's just such a healing thing when you learn to live your life that way. Because when we really think about it, work's going to be there. Projects are going to be there. Kids are like everything that we possibly have to do is going to be there. We can take 10 minutes. So if there's anything you take away from today, I want you to remember to make space for you. You can take 10 minutes and you don't need anyone's permission, okay? A lot of us heard, and sorry, I'm like throwing life coaching into here, but a lot of us heard, me tienes que pedir permiso, right? You have to ask me. And a lot of us took that parenting style, but we don't need anyone's permission as adult women. You only need your permission. Like, hey, girl, is it cool if we go to Target? Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I just want to remind you all of that. Like, and you all being here, that's making space for you. You're making space for you because you're allowing to be poured into. You're not having to perform or anything at all. You wouldn't think that what I just shared with you about, you know, feeling safe and healing is a big deal, right? That I said, I have the ability to do this, right? There's so much that goes into that. Maybe some people wouldn't think it's a big deal, but it actually is, especially when the majority of my work is just that. It's empowering women to heal. And this is why my soul message is about healing, right? No matter what I share, what content I talk about, it always comes back to healing or your past doesn't define you, okay? I've embraced this about myself. And it's the reason why people think I'm very confident, but I don't think like, oh, I need to be confident. No, I just have embraced who I am. I have embraced my secret sauce. And it allows me to speak freely, to live freely, and to just not compare myself to other people. Let me read this quote to you that I found, and I loved it. I loved it so much. So this is by an author and poet, Rochelle C. Goodridge. So it says, if life is a stage and you are your own agent, then don't hesitate to play the character you wish to play. I think that could be interpreted in more than one way, but it's a great reminder that you are the character of your life. You're the main character. Even if you're responsible for other people, even if you have a high position at work, even if you're a business owner, right? Even if you're a very powerful, strong woman, okay? You are the main character. And so this is literally saying like, don't hesitate to play the character you wish to play. Who do you want to be? You have to embrace your secret sauce in order to be that character, right? So I hope that doesn't sound confusing. I want to remind you, like, because this is what I see a lot as a life coach. I see women who get lost in the midst of their struggles and their busyness. And this is why a lot of times we don't feel fulfilled because we're so busy worrying about everyone else that we haven't nurtured our inner self in a way that we're able to flourish and then pursue the passion projects and magnify our gifts and embrace them. Don't hesitate to play the character you wish to play. Who is that? Who is she? Did you know that you have a vibe? Did you guys know that? The definition of vibe is a person's emotional state or the atmosphere of a place as communicated and felt by others. You're a whole vibe, okay? There's something about you and the essence of who you are. It costs you something to be the woman that you are walking in your shoes. You fought to be here. You fought to be who you are today. It costs you something. So I want you to embrace who you are, exactly who you are, your flaws and everything. What did it cost? What did you have to do to be where you are? What did you have to do to be the woman you are today? Maybe you don't have a, you know, traumatic childhood past. Maybe that's not your case, but maybe it costs you to go to school. Your time. Maybe you had to work really hard to get to where you are. All of us have had to do something that cost us. So don't take yourself for granted. Embrace the vibe that you carry, right? There's an essence about who you are. When you walk into a room, you're present. There's something about you. There's something about your vibe that people want to come to you for advice. So as I'm sharing this, you guys, think about when you are at a dinner party, when you are around other people, right? They're experiencing you speaking. They're experiencing who you are, right? And think about the people that are more in your inner circle, they're the ones that really, really kind of know you a little bit more. So you're actually giving them an experience of who you are. We don't always think that way, right? So can you guys think of anybody that comes to mind that you're like, yeah, every time I go around that person, like, I feel uplifted or I feel better or their stories get me. Like, just kind of think about those people, right? Maybe people have told you, I love to be around you. See, when you embrace who you are, you can then share your message freely, right? You can understand the vibe of your message.
Amiga, did this cafecito chat encourage you and uplift you? Hey girl, if you found value in today's episode, do me a big favor. Share it to your Instagram stories and tag the Fearless Mujer Podcast. You can also share this episode with your amigas and primas by texting them the link. You know what I always say, something powerful happens when we lift each other up. And if you found value in this episode, do me a big favor. Leave me a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. It would mean the world to me, but it would also help me continue to create content that would best support you. All right, amiga. God bless.